The concept of development administration is a post-World War II phenomena. Its emergence is closely linked to the emergence of the post-colonial new third world countries. At the outset, we should remember that the goals and content of development administration has been changing since the beginning in the 1950s. In the 1950s, development was inaugurated with its foremost emphasis on economic growth and increase in production with a view to raise the people's standard of living. By the later 1960s and early 1970s, it was realized that economic development took place, but it failed to remove poverty, unemployment, and social equality. It failed to improve the sustainability, the quality of life of general masses. Hence, in the later 1970s and 80s, there was a paradigm shift in the development administration from growth-centered to people-centered approach. The goal of development administration came to be redefined as growth with social justice that has to be secured with people's participation. In the concept of preceding discussion, we should remember that in the 1950s and 1960s, a centralist development theorist dominated the scene. The centralist approach is also top-down win. But the change from aeroplane to helicopter did not essentially change the top-down vision of reality. In both cases, the experts thought that they knew better that the underdeveloped population living below this means that development is what the central visions and plans. In the 90s, the concept of environment-friendly development has assumed significance. In this context, the concept of sustainable development advanced by the Brundtland Report of 1987 has secured an important place on the agenda of development administration. Lester Brown has recently advocated a paradigm shift with emphasis that emphasizes economy as a subsector of the ecosystem.